Namo Vishnu. I mean, Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Shimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Nitinamine Namaste Sarasvati Deve Gauravani Pacharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paskatyane Satarine Jai Sri Krishna Chaitana Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna Krishna, Krishna, Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama Rama, Rama, Hare Hare Chanting is for Krishna. This lesson, the great devotee Draupadi, who was so close to Krishna that people called her Krishna with long A. She had to still learn it. She was a wonderful great devotee. We know that whenever Krishna came to Hastinapur, she would personally serve Krishna. She would not allow maidservants to do the multiple services. But for instance, in the afternoon, she would come and serve Krishna personally, the queen of Hastinapur. She would personally bring a plate of fruits. So one day, she served sitafal together with a knife. Sitafal is best relished when the green fruit is cut with a knife and then the fruit breaks and there are many small black seeds covered by this beautiful white fruit. It's very, very sweet. So because they oxygenate when the oxen comes and takes the taste away when they are exposed to the air. They have to be cut and then eaten. Then it's best. So Krishna deliberately took a sitafal. He smiled at Draupadi with a deep thought and cut the sitafal, and as he was doing it, he cut into his finger. Draupadi immediately took her sari and ripped it open and bound with her precious sari the fresh wound, you know, to stop the blood from bleeding. And Krishna, who had planned all this, looked at her with a loving glance and said, "For this gift of a sari, I will in the future repay you a millionfold." We all know about the terrible incident that when the Yudhishthira was invited for a game of dice, a cheating game, he lost everything, including Draupadi. And Duryodhana and his people, thinking that Draupadi is now their possession, wanted to see her naked beauty in the public assembly and humiliate the five Pandavas by dishonoring their wife greatly. At that time, when Draupadi was brought into the public assembly, and Dushasan saw, started to pull the cloth from her body, she turned to the kings. She said, "Krishna, Krishna, kings, please save me." But they turned the other way. Oh Krishna, this is terrible. She turned to Bhishma. Grandfather Bhishma, you have the power to stop this injustice. But Bhishma turned his face away. In this way, Draupadi turned everywhere for help. But only in the last minute, she threw up her arms in utter helplessness and called out, "Krishna, O Damoda, O Madhusudan, O Janardhan, O Mukunda, please help me." And at that time, Krishna in fact came and repaid Draupadi a million times in the currency of cloth. You know, he manifested unlimited amounts of sari. Now Draupadi, later when everything was over, saw Krishna in private and asked him one question. "Why did you take so long to come?" And Krishna answered in a way that is very important for all of us. He said, "Draupadi, I waited until I was really called by you. Yes, you chanted and you turned to the kings. You chanted more, but you turned to Bhishma. Only at the end, you chanted in full surrender to me, called my name desperately, and at that time, I immediately appeared to save you." A similar thing happened in Krishna Leela, but I will tell this at a different time. My point here is to just chant the holy name in a mechanical way will not immediately attract Krishna. Maybe somewhat he's attracted, "Oh, they chant my name." But Krishna will only come if you chant and at the same time, what? Surrender unto him. This is called chanting in Sambandha. This point needs to be kept in your memory, because after this class we will all chant another time, and we will try to bring what we heard in the morning, our mind, to a place where we turn really to Krishna. And you will see the two chantings cannot be compared. They are so different. For now, I would love to just talk a little on the glories of the holy name to increase our faith and chanting. The first reference to the holy name, first in the sense of the oldest reference, is in the Kali Shantara Upanishad, which is a part of the Krishna Yajur Veda, very, very Vedic and established. There it says, please repeat with me, one moment. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. We have to chant again, because some of us chanted not the first syllables. Again, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Iti Shodashakam Nam Nam, Kali Kalma Shanashanam, Nata Parata Bayos Sarva, Sarve Vedishu Drishyate. The context of this verse is that Narada comes to Brahma, the creator of the world, and asks him, how can unfortunate people in the age of Kali overcome the influence of the old age and cross over the ocean of samsara? And then without hesitation, Brahma says, these 16 names, and he tells the entire Hare Krishna mantra, counteract the evil effects of Kali Yuga. After searching throughout the entire body of Vedic texts, one cannot find a method so sublime as the chanting of these names. And then he says, by chanting, the result is that the coverings of the soul, you know, avidya, asmita, raga, dvesha, abhinivesha, you know, this timeless bondage of the soul, they are destroyed. And at that time, Krishna becomes manifest before the soul, like the rays of the sun become manifest when the covering of the clouds is removed. So again, the chanting acts like it removes the dust, the coverings from the mirror of the heart. And as a result, that which is closest, or he who is nearby, Krishna, becomes disclosed in the same way as the sun becomes visible when the clouds are removed. There's a very clear analogy, no? Then Narada said, there must be many rules for such a divine thing to happen successfully. And Brahma surprisingly answers, there's no rule. Anyone can chant at any time, whether they are pure or impure. And his the rationale for this is that in other processes, in order to work, you must fulfill some conditions. Like when you want to light a fire, you have to find a wind still place, for instance, a dry firewood, and so on. And if you don't follow these rules, it doesn't work. There is no result. But here in the chanting, when someone chants, it's up to Krishna. Krishna, who is unlimitedly strong, can reveal himself. But he also, I mean, Brahma says there are no rules. That's for the beginning. But if you continue to chant, you must know a few things which we will talk about tomorrow. For now, the self-revelatory power, the power to reveal himself on his own, is invoked by this discussion. So, therefore, no rules. It's not dependent on us following very nicely. It's dependent on Krishna, who can just come into our lives. There is a very interesting event which may not have received the attention which it deserves, that is described of an individual in the Chaitanya Bhagavat. His name is Tapana Mishra, who experienced a deep spiritual crisis. I must say I can identify very much with this. For me, my time of deep spiritual crisis came when I was about 20 years Prabhupada's disciple. And the reason why I experienced crisis, I had told this many times, is that when I looked into my heart to find out if something had changed for the positive, if I had transformed and purified my heart, I must say I was disappointed. I was still envious of others. I had this uncanny nature of finding faults and criticizing, not out loud, but inside of my mind. And attachments were there to material energy. And I thought the process has not worked. I should leave now the Hare Krishna movement and try other processes for spiritual life. That was my thinking, but that also couldn't be realized, because by now I had become firmly convinced of Srila Prabhupada and had developed genuine appreciation, if not the beginning seeds of love for Srila Prabhupada. So I knew he would be disappointed if I would leave. So at that time in my crisis, I needed to find out what is the best process really, and how does it work, and what is the goal of all of this. So I can very much identify with Tapan Mishra, who also, I mean, who much before my time had experienced a spiritual crisis where he did not really know what is sadhya and what is sadhana, what is the goal and what are the means to attain it. Now, as he was one night turning around on his bed and having a very disturbed sleep, a devata appeared before him in his dream. This devata was actually resplendent. Light was filling in his dream, and perhaps in the room as well, I do not know. And the devata began to speak and said, "Oh Tapan Mishra, very near to you at the banks of the Padma River is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He is not an ordinary being, but he is none else than the Almighty Narayan. And you should go tomorrow to him and find out how to solve your present crisis. He will tell you very clearly about the goal of life and the sadhana to reach it." So in the next morning, Tapan Mishra was ecstatic. He quickly took a shower and headed to the banks of the Padma River. And there he saw, just imagine how it must have looked even from the distance, a personality with very attractive black hair. He had a tall body that was shining, but not from outside, as if a torchlight or any outside source of light fell on him. He was shining from the inside. Due to his ecstatic bhavas, he was shining, and he was sitting there amongst some people. They were Bangladeshis, and explained the scriptures. So Tapan Mishra stood respectfully in the distance, and when that personality who was foretold to him in the dream, prophesied in the dream, stopped speaking. He ran there. He paid his obeisances. He cried. And he told of his dream. This Devata came and he told me, you are Naranarayan. It's not just Narayan, Naranarayan. Immediately Mahaprabhu made and he told me that you would be able to dissolve my inner difficulty, my crisis. So please tell me what I should do. And Mahaprabhu then quoted a verse. I think most of us know it. Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Hare Nama Eva Kevalam. Kalo Nastyeva, Nastyeva, Seva Gati Anyata. The holy name, the holy name, the holy name alone is the way. In this age of Kali, there is no other way, there is no other way, there is no other way. This verse, and then he said, now listen very carefully. And he said the exactly how the holy name should be chanted. I mean, there are many ways to chant holy names. Go Radhe Radhe Govinda, Govinda Radhe, or Hari Haraya Nama Krishna Yadavaya Namaha. Many ways, but he said there is the Maha Mantra, which contains all these mantras, is Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. It says, this verse is called the Maha Mantra, he said. It contains 16 holy names, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, of the Lord, composed of 32 syllables. If you continually chant this Maha Mantra, the seed of love of God will sprout in your heart. Then you will understand the goal of life and the means to attain it. It's in Chaitanya Bhagavat Adi Lila, chapter 14, verses 144 to 147. Let's stop here for a moment. A seed will manifest gradually everything. This is a sacred or holy neem tree. It came from a small little seed like this, and it has manifested now beautiful neem leaves. Are there neem fruits actually? Small neem fruits are there. And many branches which offer shelter and shade for us. It all came from this. So when you take the holy name, in the beginning it's a seed that requires regular cultivation. And if you know how to cultivate it, if you bring the right water, if you fence the little plant so that the goats or wild animals cannot eat it, then, my dear devotees, there is no doubt that it develops into a full-grown tree and it will show you everything. It will show you, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati says, what everything means. Your own spiritual form, it will show you your relationship to Krishna. It will show you the service which you do in your eternal spiritual form. And everything grows from the seed. However, and I cannot stop to say this again and again, you must become an expert gardener. If you don't know gardening, the seed will not develop into a tree. I mean, here Giriraj seems to be the gardener in this forest, no? But there must be the proper care. And in the few lectures which I have, I call them Holy Name Essentials. I will try to help all of us to get the right understanding. But before you can even think of starting, I certainly believe you must change the present attitude. You must do an attitude adjustment. The way you see this practice. I'm speaking now to practicing devotees who have chanted but who have not really felt a change in the heart, and who have in fact either felt empty in their heart and looked for some satisfaction outside, you know, some distraction, or you must have. I remember a little while ago I went with some devotees through Vrindavan, and we chant usually with kartals and madanga, but we had walked so long and we had poor japa, and I said to everyone, shouldn't we now chant japa in a walking way? And everyone was so relieved. Yes, I've not completed my rounds. Good time. My dear devotees, I saw after perhaps 20 minutes, every one of them, except for one or two, filled the japa time with mobile telephone. They communicated with people, but not with Krishna any longer. Perhaps because they didn't feel a divine reciprocation. So, therefore, let us start from the beginning. We must change our perspective to the whole of the holy name. We must know how to chant to get some result. And let us start with who we are. That's where we start. The famous Phil, I don't know if he's famous, but well known for sure, Eric Erickson, has made a very nice comparison. He said, each one of us carries an identity kit with them. Identity kit is something like a bag or a suitcase, and there are a few things in there. Yes, I will show you my identity kit. I'm a Swami. First identification. I have to be careful not to take holy items here. There are many good things. I'm a German. I am actually very intelligent, but people don't know it. I am a lover of Vrindavan. Many identifications. Are they all true? Every one of us carries an identity kit with a concept of I am this and mine. I have this and that. And this is how we carry all in our way. So where to put this now? Here. We all carry with us subtle and gross baggage, and we identify with this. So when you want to chant, you have to leave this false identification and the world which you have built around it, and sit down as a servant of Krishna and the servant of Krishna's servants. People who are in dentistry know, if you have a rotten teeth, if you put a golden crown over it, it may look nice to the outside, but the pain will even increase. Do you know this? It will increase because it continues to rot much faster, your tooth. So if you have a wonderful practice, which you put on a wrong basis, my dear devotees, you can develop some very rotten things. Prabhupada speaks about this, these identifications. He says, the world is suffering from people who think, I'm a Hindu, I'm a Muslim, I'm a Christ, because their false egos have increased and they fight, the Christian fights with the Muslim and with the Hindu. Religion can be very dangerous when people don't understand first to remove the rotten identity of the false ego. It can inspire them to become more violent. Do you know, according to a research done in Harvard, religious people tend to be less compassionate than normal people? It's surprising, no? What? Where am I? On what planet do I live? You live on the planet of the false ego. And if religions don't take away the false ego, or if a spiritual practice doesn't take away the false ego, then like the Bhagavatam describes, it creates only envy. And what is the good of Dharma which creates envy? That is, you find these verses in the sixth canto. So sit down, but with the right attitude, the right understanding. I am Krishna's servant. What do you think, Damodarashtaka? Strong information, no? This is called Sambandha, the beginning of spiritual life. If that is not again and again revisited, my dear devotees, you have people who, in the name of spirituality, dressed in the most stunning colors of renunciation, are not really renounced from the false ego. The next attitude adjustment, which is important, it comes under, this is now Abhideya. You must know, you are not just doing a spiritual practice when you chant, like a yoga practice, a breathing practice, a practice of studying the scriptures, Svadaya, and so on. No, you are entering into a relationship with a personality. He is a beautiful, dark, blue cowherd boy, known by his devotees as Shyam Sundara. He has all the potencies to make the universe and to unmake the universe. He's very powerful. But in his kindness, which is the greatest of Krishna's quality, the Bhakta Vatsala, no? In his kindness, he has appeared in the most approachable form of the holy names. Wow! Let us remember Gauranga Darshan's excellent presentation yesterday when he said, of all the qualities of Krishna, his kindness to the devotees is the best quality. And then he said something very, very insightful. Of all our qualities, our best quality is to receive the mercy of Krishna. Wonderful, wonderful, very insightful. Do you see? Very inspiring. And this means, when you chant, my dear devotees, he's a person who is there, a dark blue person. The last thing which I would like to say in terms of attitude adjustments, do you know that Krishna, actually I said it already, but I want to say it separately again. It's not only that we are trying to love Krishna or please Krishna or serve Krishna. Krishna himself also loves us and he tries to get through to us by sending scriptures, shastras, for instance, by sending devotees to wake us up. The devotees are those who apply the shastras, and by appearing as the holy name. This mercy of Krishna, the first mercy of Krishna, is really when here I want to repeat something I learned in the Bhagavatam course, is when he appears, when he makes this material world. The second mercy is when he gives us frustration in our attempts to enjoy it. And the third mercy is that he appears as the shastras, as the sadhus, and as avatars. Avatars, I would highlight the Nam avatar. How is it a mercy that he gives this world? This world stinks, you might say. Well, in the Gaurabhavan, where our little ashram is, we had an apartment which was inhabited by wonderful grihasthas. And they had a little girl who was growing up. And one day the girl decided, she came to the mother and said, "I don't want to eat your food any longer. I want to prepare my own food now, from now on." She was 4 years old. And the mother thought it's a passing mood. But no, she didn't eat the entire day. Of course, she came down to our kitchen and got some food from a devotee who didn't know what was going on. Then the mother decided, "I must somehow educate my child." So she gave her a toy, how do you call this? Yeah, toy kitchen, which has a stove. Yes? And the child went there all proud and put some flour and so on. Of course, the toy stove has no heat, you know. So she tried to make a chapati or some bread or something. But it was only imitation of the real thing. And when the child tried to eat, it did not nourish the child. The child became very frustrated with his own kitchen work and finally told the mother, just very secret, maybe a little sweet, maybe I can eat. And the mother knew, okay, now we're on the right path here. So she gave the sweet first, and then after some time a full meal, which the child ate. So Krishna, when he sees me turn away from him, my dear devotees, he has to almost deal like a loving mother with us. He gives us the world where we can try to be imaginary kings in imaginary kingdoms. We have our little turf where we can say, "I did it, this is my project, I'm very good." But any sincere person after some time will be frustrated, frustrated everyone is, but will after being frustrated recognize, I must turn to Krishna now, I must turn to God. And then he's there as shastras, as devotees, and as the holy name. My dear devotees, but you can chant, you can read this shastras by still being Bahirmukha, that means outwardly facing away from Krishna. You can chant all your rounds for 50 years by not thinking one time of Krishna. Do you know this? I give many, many, many holy name seminars, and I see many come and say, "Maharaji, can we talk in private?" And then they tell me of their difficulties. And I ask them, "Have you ever thought that the holy name is a personality who is willing to reciprocate with you when you turn to him in that way?" My dear devotees, when you turn to Krishna, Krishna glances at you. And by his glance, he will create something in your heart which you need for bhakti. That is eagerness to serve him. Prabhupada writes about this in the 10th canto, 13th chapter, verse 50. When you turn to Krishna and Krishna glances at you, you become eager. Ah, Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. Also, in the 3rd canto, Prabhupada, there is a Bhagavatam verse, it's a verse. The compassionate glances frequently cast by the Lord's eyes, accompanied by his smiles, soothe the most fearful agony of his devotees and are full of grace. You know, when you turn to Krishna, when you chant, the first thing is Krishna glances at you. Oh, finally, 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 after so much hard efforts, my devotee now chants and turns to me as a person. And he glances at you with a compassionate smile. I like this. Oh, he tried so much. He's a good person. Yes, compassion. He sees the good, full of grace. And that empowers you. That empowers you to become a real chanter. Really, my dear devotee, when you have taste in chanting, you can know that this is there because of the grace of the Lord, who looked at you compassionately because he saw that you were sincerely trying. You were trying your best. That's how you know when you have the mercy of Krishna. You have a taste in the chanting. Krishna maintains your spiritual life by giving you this ruchi, this taste. And again, it is dependent on turning to Krishna. Therefore, a compassionate mentality adjustments or an attitude adjustment is necessary for those who want to experience the full mercy of the holy name. Yes. Wow. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.
Krishna,
Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Very good, very good. There's one book, and I will end with this. And then we will make a practice out of what we heard today. There's one book, it's Harinam Chintamani. It's a very interesting book. It is covering a conversation between Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Haridas Thakur. In this book, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asks questions just like he asked questions to Ramananda Roy, and Haridas wrote the gave the answer. You might know, how do we know that these answers are really from Haridas? And the answer to this is that the author, Bhaktivinod Thakur, was searching in Bengal for some manuscripts which were written by people who met Haridas Thakur and recorded in writing Haridas Thakur's teachings. So this is really Haridas Thakur preaching to us, only everything has been assembled by Bhaktivinoda Thakur in a sequential flow. And in the last chapter, he gives three recommendations how to chant the holy name. Would you like to know? Why? We want to perhaps apply these things? Yeah, but you will forget it if I will say it and you don't take any notes. So if you said yes, which many of you said, you might like to now make your word a reality. So one becomes situated in one's perfection by associating with saintly devotees. Staying in a secluded place alone with Krishna, and by determination in one's spiritual practices. So I think we have everything here together in this spot. We can try to chant. First is the association with the saintly devotees. I am not, but you are. We stay in a secluded place. This is not where any airport is or anything. It's a very sacred place. Actually, it's more than a secluded place. It is a sacred place. We are here in Giriraj's association. And now we have to put on our determination in our spiritual practice. Haridas Thakur is quoted as saying, "This is the summary how to cultivate the chanting and attain the goal of spiritual life, which is our original position." I sometimes do these things. I chant in association with devotees, but sometimes also in solitude, in a secluded place. It's my firm conviction that it is necessary for all practitioners to sometimes chant by themselves, because at that time, you have nothing else than Krishna and the holy name. You have nothing else. Either you turn to him or you suffer. When you are together with devotees, it carries us somewhat. Plus, there is a social pressure. If I am caught when I fall asleep, my neighbor might think I'm an admirer and not an advanced devotee. So I will better. So a secluded place works very good. Then you have to be real, because Krishna cannot be deceived. And then you must be determined in your spiritual practice. Very important. So I want to end here. I'm 9 minutes before the end. This never has happened in my life. Hare Krishna. Could we see, is there anyone? Because I only want to speak about the first lecture. Should I give you a summary, perhaps? Attitude adjustment. Sit down not in your false ego, but in your real identity as a servant. That means you relate to Krishna, not with eye and mind, but free from this covering. Know that you are not doing a spiritual practice, but you're relating to Krishna, and he will respond according to his words in the Gita, Jaya Tamang Prapadyante. No? And the third is, feel encouraged. The Lord loves you. He has made this whole arrangement so that you can come to him. Hare Krishna. Is there a question? I see our devotee. I was your guest twice, but my memory is a little fragile. Say your good name, Prabhu. Gopishwara Prabhu. Yes. Gopishwara. Something else? No, Gopishwara. Yes, Gopishwara Prabhu. I'm happy to see you, Gopishwara. He is a temple president from our Faridabad temple. And has built, he has not built, the Lord has helped him build a beautiful temple. Oh, yes. Yes. We have a microphone for you, then everyone can hear. Just now coming. How do you like the place here? It has some magic. No? You will see when we chant how Giriraj reciprocates, at least very often he does so. So here it is coming. Yes. Yes, Gopeshwar Prabhu.
Hare.
Yes.
First and foremost, extremely grateful, Maharaj. During your last visit to Faridabad, you very kindly and mercifully encouraged me to come here, and I feel very, very blessed, Maharaj, to be here and get this wonderful association of very senior Vaishnavas. Thank you, Maharaj. Thank you, Maharaj. Maharaj, my question was from the first part of your session today, which is also the last part. Maharaj, when you mentioned about Draupadi and Krishna reciprocated only at the end, because he said that only at the end you really called, you were desperate only for me.
Yes.
Before that you were looking unto others also.
Yes.
So Maharaj, Bhishma is like devotee. So when Draupadi is looking for Krishna and she's also looking for Bhishma as a devotee. And Maharaj, connecting this to the last portion which you mentioned, chanting in association of devotees,
yeah,
and chanting all alone when just you are there and Krishna is there. So Maharaj, I mean, devotee, I don't know how to phrase it, but Krishna is manifesting in the form of devotee also. So taking shelter of Krishna exclusively, does it also mean that sometimes it has to be just Krishna the person?
Yeah, where's the devotee in all this? Where is the need of a devotee? When you look at the five processes of devotional service and see how they are arranged by Rupa Goswami, it all starts with Sadhu Sangha. No? Sadhu Sangha and then Nam Kirtan, because the sadhu helps, introduces us to Naam, but also helps us to chant the Naam. And then comes Bhagavat Shravan, hearing the Bhagavatam. All this you get from the sadhu, no? All this you get from the sadhu. So sadhu sangha has been described as the mula, the root of devotional life. It is very, very important throughout our devotional life. We hear that Bharata, you know, the exalted emperor of Hastinapur, no, of Bharat, he had this unfortunate distraction, really, from his spiritual practice by becoming overly and excessively attached to the deer. And Prabhupada writes there, and I've heard it elsewhere also, the cause for this unexplainable distraction and fall down, actually, in the end, was that there was no devotee association. He stayed alone in the forest. He did everything, all the devotional practices, but that sadhu sangha needs to be there. And so in Bhishma's case, Grandfather Bhishma's case, it's very interesting what he said at the end of his stay on this earth. He had been pierced, I heard, by 64 arrows, which I'm only at the 15th arrow. A lot of arrows. And he was bleeding profusely. And do you know what his comment was? Good. Now the sinful blood leaves me. I was eating the bread of this wretch Duryodhana, and my blood was forming from there. Now this impurity goes. And the 64 arrows, they are not just arrows, they are the 64 qualities of my Lord Krishna, who has purified me. So in this Leela, he is, we hear in this pastime that he was a compromised devotee, in his words. What if you read the Mahabharata, Gopeshwara Prabhu, he was very often in great conflict. The only reason why he stayed on Duryodhana's side was because he sought to protect the empire of the Hastinapura. He was dedicated to that, but it was not good. He should have gone with Krishna always. And he acknowledges at the end of the life, I was on the wrong side, my blood was spilled from the wrong type of bread, the wrong chapatis, you know, and so on. But that is Gopeshwara Mahadev, when we are in, you know, that is another lesson. It does not compromise the lesson about the need of devotees, no? It does not compromise. Good. I thank you. I knew you would ask an excellent question, and therefore my glance fell on you first. Now we are even in the proper time. My dear devotees, are you comfortable?
Yes.
Not, I see some brahmacharis, you are in the sun. No problem? Good. Good. Then it is time to practice now. We will do a kirtan. But first, I request you to just turn to the neighbor and just very briefly, you have really only 3 minutes time for this, download what you have understood in this first session of the glories of the Holy Name and the mentality adjustment. What stuck to you? 3 minutes, and please, everyone, I know some of you are introverts. I could even tell the names of you, but it's not necessary. It's about reflection, you know, churning the thing. Not that everything goes in the ear and out of the ear. While we set up our musical, our next part, start now, please. Do something very nice. Giriraj is known as the one who gives shelter. I request you to turn to him. We will sing now. We will sing to him. He will be very pleased with all of you, and he might reciprocate if you really sing the holy name. A little advice I would like to give you from this morning is bring your mind into your heart. It sounds so wishy-washy or so sentimental. What this means is very simple. Leave your many thoughts, or let us call it the thought traffic that is constantly racing through your poor brain, and go into the heart. This is a more peaceful place, and chant the names of the Lord with some gratitude. Please repeat after me. Namaste Girirajaya. Now your turn. Namaste Girirajaya. Shigovadana Namine.
Shigovadana Namine.
Ashesha Klesha Nashaya. Paramananda Dayine. Rakesh, more volume to the harmonium, please. Louder, harmonium, louder. Yes. Namo, please say with me. Namo Vishnu Padaya. Krishna Prishnaya Mutale. Ashesha Klesha. Ta. Swami Niti Namine. Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Sunyavari Askacharye Sadaline. Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Vedanta Vivasadi Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Amor, amor, amor. Hare, Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Krishna. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Yeah.
Yeah.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama Rama Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Hai Bo Hai Bo Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama Radhe Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. My dear everyone, you do a very excellent. Still I request you to apply what you have heard today. Bring the mind to that place in you who really wants Krishna, and call out to Krishna a little bit like the child we have heard about who got lost. The night came, it was hungry. No one could satisfy the child, because the child was looking for one person, the mother, and it sat down and sincerely cried for the mother. Please chant like this. Hare Krishna. Everyone, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Rama Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna,
Thank you.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Please sing. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Hare Hare. Oh, oh, oh. Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Everybody please, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Hare. One, hi bo, hi bo. One more time, please.
Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama. Hi, boys. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Ibo! Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Hare
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare
Please raise your arms in a gesture of surrender and chant Hare Krishna Krishna, Krishna, Hare, Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare. And now please bring your hands down again. Now it's time to apply. Please bring your mind to that space within you where you can feel genuine attraction or devotion or the desire to serve. And through your mouth, that means through your chanting, express this to the Lord. After all, the mantra carries this fragrance or this meaning. It's a prayer for acceptance. Please accept me. And what will I do then? I will of course render service. So please let us chant now from this place. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. One more time, please, from that place. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare time, please. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Bol, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Aibo, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. And one last time, please, for this kirtan. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Jaya Giri Govardhan, Jaya Giri Govardhan, Jaya Giri Govardhan, Jaya Giri Govardhan. Jaya Giri Govardhan, Jaya Giri Govardhan, Giri Govardhan, Giri Govardhan. Jaya Prabhupada, 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 Prabhupada. Hey bo, hey bo, hey bo. Jaya Prabhupada, 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 Prabhupada. Giri Govardhan ki jai. Hari bo, hari bo, Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, please turn the other way now. Not turn away from Giriraj. No, no, no. Not that. My dear devotees, before we come to our reflection exercise today, which will be quite, at least as far as I'm concerned, I don't know if it is for you like this, but it will be quite exciting. Now, I want to tell you a little bit about my own experience in Kirtan and the experience of what I call the Krishna moment. First of all, in confession, my mind is very creative and very active, actually, and sometimes I'm not really in the position to lead a kirtan because my mind is all over the place. And one of such moments was, of occasions was, in Shida Mayapur. We had just started the kirtan melas, and because it started in Germany. So I had been invited to organize and guide it. And finally, in I believe second day or third day, I was given a slot, or I don't know, my team gave me a slot. It was a slot, I remember it was around 3 or 4 o'clock. So to come to the kirtan mela, I had to race. I was late, and I had taken a bicycle so that devotees wouldn't stop me. And I was coming there out of breath and had the last discussion in my mind. And I was sitting down, and I felt really a wave of expectation. Okay, now the German Swami is sitting down. He's in some ways related to this effort or the kirtan mela. It must be a really ecstatic kirtan. Here I am, sweating like I don't know, like a piece of ice when exposed to the South Indian hottest sun possible. I was really sweating. The shirt was just a wet thing. And my face was red from the effort of cycling there. What I want to say, there was so much circulation, but my mind was really all over the place. And I'm sitting down. The harmonium man is not known to me. I have not seen him before. I said, "Do you know this melody?" And he said, "Tika, tika." Of course, he didn't know. and then we started the kirtan, and he was not on key, nor did he know the way the melody went. And for a kirtan leader to not be on key and not having the melody clear is panicking, because the whole audience will not be able to follow and chant. Okay, so after 5 minutes we got the melody somewhat, and now I was with my mind all over the place. And I looked at my wristwatch. They had given me an extra long spot, 1.5 hours or 2 hours, I don't know. And I was upset with my kirtan, with my harmonium player. I said, "Only in India is this possible, only in India, only in India," that someone says I know and don't know. And by the way, it's possible in Germany, it's possible in Russia, but my mind was fault-finding. And I was really not in a good space of consciousness. And nothing worked. The violin player couldn't find the tune. And the devotees were getting up and leaving. What a disappointment, you know. And I had 1.5 more hours before me. I was sweating, that the heat was extra hot on that day, humidity hot. Then at that time I said, okay, Sachinandan Swami, now you are supposed to be the kirtan leader. The devotees want to chant. They have come from far and wide. You can't ruin their experience now. You have to, as they say in New York English, shape up. You know, you really have to. Okay, what do we do? What do I do now? Oh, I teach many techniques about chanting, but I knew this is not a question of technique now, it's a question of consciousness. So I said, okay. Okay, I close my eyes. I will now actually sing for Krishna as good as I can. I will bring my mind away from the panicking thoughts of the heat and the sweat and the melodies and the this and the that. And I will just try to glorify Lord Gauranga on the altar. And and it was a struggle for me to admit very clearly, because, you know, I don't know how it is for you when you have to lead a kirtan and you're not sure about the instruments. You feel like you can't do it nicely. But what to do? The madanga was too fast, the cartels were not intact, you know. But I couldn't change it. So I went into this space, I brought my mind really down and brought it to the place where I chanted in surrender to Krishna. And I don't know when I opened the eyes, because somehow I came into it and I looked around. The temple room was absolutely full. The devotees were prayerfully looking to the deities. Some people close to me were just crying, being touched in their heart by the contact with the Lord. The instruments, even the instruments worked, everything was. And I call this, in my life, it's the Krishna moment. When I was a child, I saw, I watched a bird called albatross. They are not available in India. They are this big. They are like seagulls, only very big, 50 centimeters, like this. And they can be watched at the sandy beach of the Northern Sea. There is the Baltic Sea, and then on the other side you find the Northern Sea, which goes into the Atlantic. And they live there, they're this big. And as a child I was always hiding behind dunes to watch them. And what you see is they will run with great effort for about 100 meters to gather up speed, almost like an airplane, you know. Then at one stage they open their wings and then they have to work hard to get off the ground, and then they are up. And then from that moment when they are up, they don't make any effort. They just need to keep their wings like this, and they are carried by the wind, no longer on their own strength. Do some of you have you heard about the albatross? Some of you from they are not available in India. They're really wonderful birds. They are also good-hearted birds, as far as I know. They don't attack you, although they are so big and so on. So this is for a devotee. You have to make some effort, like the albatross, and you have to work really hard to do whatever you can to bring your mind to that devotional space. Let's call it the Draupadi space, for lack of a better word, or this spiritual space of devotion, of bhakti, really. And then at one stage, my dear devotee, the Lord will come and it will be smooth sailing. You don't have to effort. There's no effort. There's only great increasing taste which carries you. No?
And this is wonderful to see. So also during this retreat, make some effort and you will see, you will all of a sudden fall into that Krishna moment, that Krishna space, where the Lord will carry you and He will help you. Because we don't have any bhakti, we don't have any great qualifications, but the Lord can make up, and carry you. And this is very easily, experience it in a kirtan. Have you been? Do you know what I'm talking about? I have to concentrate. Oh no, it's so hard. Oh no, the melody is terrible. The melody is maybe not terrible, but it's not suiting my taste. I've not eaten. I've not slept today sufficiently. And in the lecture of Maharaj, I really couldn't see a point, and so on, and the mind laments. But you keep on trying to chant and trying to bring the mind back the moment you notice it, and you come there, and all of a sudden, it moves on its own. Not on its own, by Krishna's mercy. So I wanted to say this. We will come now to the Krishna, to the reflection exercise. I request you to just get up for a moment. Stand please up. I will continue talking to you because I have the microphones here like this. Sit while sitting down. And I request the Matajis just walk a little bit amongst yourself, and the men, please walk a little, just a little bit. Move from away from where you were sitting before. And stop now. Stop. So the person who is now next to you, hopefully it's a different person. Jayatam, it's your brother again. Okay, you were shy to move. I can understand. I also don't like to move before Giriraj so much. Anyways, if it's the same person, then you have to find another person. Find a partner now for a very amazing exercise. No, please find. It should be, if possible, a different person. Yes. You found? Good. I wanted to go with Gauranga Sundara, Gauranga Darshan. Oh my God, I'm so. Because we are a team here, so we have to do some teamwork. Please, Gauranga Darshan, come to me in a moment. So, my dear devotees, you please sit down now with your partner. And the first thing is, please introduce yourself, your good name, what it is, and the place where you stay. And wait. Introduce yourself, your good name, and I'm so-and-so. This is the place where I do service or stay. And then explore the question, how do you experience Krishna's hand in your life? Or how does Krishna manifest in your life? No? Is the question clear? So first introduction, and then how do you experience Krishna in your life? Yes? And tell truthfully. If you say, Giriraj is also listening. You say something, I'm usually in ecstasy all day, having direct darshan of truthfully. Even if it is, I'm longing, I'm waiting, tell truthfully how you. My dear devotees, I give you a tip. every single devotee and his neighbor. I mean, also, and even sometimes people who live an ordinary life, they can see God by his arrangements in their life, no, by the moving. It's not good if you say, I don't experience Krishna. Then you have simply not thought deeply. And this is not very healthy. Okay, let's start. We have about, what do we have? We only have like 13 minutes for this. Start now, please.